Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, my friends? Great to have you back here on the podcast, here on the Real Estate Survival Guide. So glad you're here, and I hope you've been consistent. I've been hearing some great things from people, and I'm really excited about it over the last couple weeks. I want you to be consistent. We talked about it last week, and so go back and listen to that episode talking about being consistent on social media, right? Because if you can do that, right, we've got 2.5 weeks until the end of the year, right? So if you can be consistent, if you can do the work for the next 2.5 weeks and into January, you will be way ahead of all the realtors that you see coasting and kind of taking a chill pill for December and kind of taking the month off, right? Get hustling, do the work, and you will create success. And today I want to dive into something that can radically change your social media strategy and your real estate business. We're going to talk about the metrics that actually matter. It ties perfectly into what we talked about this week on YouTube. On Tuesday's YouTube video, I shared why I don't care about likes, comments, or shares, and I meant it. Most of the people who end up hiring me never like a single post. They never comment. They never engage publicly. But they are doing what? They are watching, right? They are lurkers. I believe Facebook, of all platforms, is a platform for lurkers where people just watch. And when they watch, they don't like, they do not comment, but then they trust you and they feel connected to you. So if you missed that video, go back and watch it after this episode. It'll help you kind of let go of those vanity metrics forever. And then on today's YouTube video, I broke down how social media actually creates referrals and why past clients keep tagging me, reaching out to me years after closing. It's not because they like every post. It's because they consistently see me. They feel like they know me. They trust me. And your referrals come from connections. You know, it is interesting because I am the guy that kind of says, oh, I got 100,000 views. Here's how to do it. And I love teaching people that, but I'm always cautious that I don't want people to worship the vanity metrics. It's great. I really share about the analytics, not to brag or anything else, to show you what's possible, right? At the end of the day, it does not matter. It doesn't. I don't care whether I get 10 views or 100 or 100,000 or, you know, 50,000 or 10 or whatever. I don't care because I know that my social media works and creates referrals. It does. And so I want you to stop caring about these things, right? Stop measuring things by your likes, your comments, your shares, your reach, your impressions. None of that at the end of the day pays your bills. None of those things equal trust. None of those things reflect the real audience watching your content every day. These metrics make you feel good in the moment. I promise they do. It's nice to see those numbers grow. But at the end of the day, they mean absolutely nothing. They do not grow your business. One of the biggest lessons I've learned is that your most serious clients are often the silent followers. They never hit like, they never comment, but when they are ready to buy or sell, they think of you immediately, right? Think about the episode I shared last week where I talked about this person who I've not spoken to in 20 years. They don't like my stuff. They don't comment. They don't do anything. They don't send Paul Revere letters in the mail, nothing. But they said, what did they say? We're looking to move to the area, living up in Scranton, and I thought I would reach out to the real estate guru himself. I don't call myself that. They do, right? They don't interact with my post, but they've been watching. And so vanity metrics do not matter. What matters is being visible and, right, what have we been talking about? Being consistent, right? We talked about that last week on the podcast and YouTube channel. So here's what I want you guys to measure. I want you to think about this, right? I want you to think about questions like this, okay? Did I show up today? Did I share a piece of meaningful content? Did I tell a story? Did I stay consistent in my bucket themes? Did I respond to a DM that I got? Did people view my story? Did people ask questions? Did people tag me in groups? Did someone recommend me privately or publicly, whatever it is? And did I start conversations? And the most important thing I want you to think about is, and am I being the best dad, husband, father, mom, wife, whatever that I can be? That's what I want you to measure. Right. I wanted to ask, you know, I gave you a lot of questions about the social media stuff. Did I show up? Did I post stuff? Did I stay in my buckets? But really, at the end of the day, I do not care. I want you to be yourself. You are 100% real, authentic self, not only on social media, but in your real life. And not only in real life, but on social media. I want you to be who you are in person on social media, and I want you to be who you are on social media in person. So don't sit there and talk about how important family is or your faith or whatever, and then not live like it matters. That's the stuff that matters, right? You know, I've been thinking a lot this month, right? You know, it's a 2.5 weeks till the end of the year about my family and making sure I consistently spend time with my wife and my kids, right? That's what really, for me, the holidays is about. It's about, you know, the birth of Jesus for me as a person of faith, first and foremost, and then family and spending time with them, right? We've got just under 2 weeks till Christmas. Are you going to spend time with your family and make them matter? Or are you going to be staring at your phone and just working 24/7 this December, right? I want you to work hard, but we got to balance that, right? We certainly do. And these are the metrics that lead to conversions, right? Being real, being yourself, and building relationships with people, right? One of the most powerful metrics you can track really is the people that recommend you. When someone you helped 3 or 4 years ago is still tagging you in groups, that's success. When they're still reaching out to you, I just talked to somebody today that I have not spoken to in a while, and I helped them buy 6 years ago, right at the beginning. They were one of my first clients, and they just picked up the phone to check in. That's the cool stuff, right? Those relationships, right? And again, now here's the deal. The algorithm, we can watch it. We do want to use it. The algorithm rewards two things: consistency and connections, right? It doesn't reward perfection. It doesn't reward fancy graphics or corporate branding. It rewards real people showing up consistently and speaking to their audience. So here's how social media leads to real estate business, right? And I think you know some of this, but people watch, people trust, people remember, people reach out. And that's kind of that referral pinwheel, right? Once it starts spinning, it gets easier and easier. So if you want simple stuff to do, right? We talked about that a few weeks ago. This is it. Start conversations, check in, show up, DM, answer questions, reach out to clients or past clients or just friends. Like, how often are we like stuck in our phones? We don't even check in with our friends, right? Start conversations. Did I start one new conversation today? Did I care about one person? And of course, did I serve my family, show up for my spouse and my kids? That's it. Conversation can transform your business, and being real and being open and honest can transform your business. It's not a like that leads to a deal. It's a conversation and a connection. So if this episode helped you, right, please feel free to send me a message, Facebook or Instagram, and I'll send you a list of the metrics that actually matter and the ones you should ignore forever. And make sure if you didn't, go watch both YouTube videos this week. They go hand in hand as we talk about this stuff. They do, right? And I really want you guys to grow. I do, right? But trust compounds on social media. It does. And we talked on Tuesday about the metrics that actually matter and how I don't care about the likes, the comments, all those different things, right? Social media can create referrals. Social media can create growth in your business when you use it the right way and when you are just building connections and caring about people. So appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. And I'll see you guys on our next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much. And we will see you on the next episode.